Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. Today we're going to be talking about overcoming the world system on a personal level. How does the world system affect you? What is your world system? And how do you overcome it? One of the reasons this is so important is because it's kind of simple. And yet, if we don't understand the ramifications of the effects of the world system on our beliefs, we can be easily controlled by the weakest of our enemies. And a quick review, our enemies are the world system, our own flesh, and the devil, and his cronies, his buddies. They're all real enemies, but two of those three have already been defeated. The world system and the devil have already been defeated. They were defeated 2,000 years ago. If we are in Christ, if we have been born again, if you have a regenerated spirit, you have spiritually already defeated your world system, the environment you are living in, and the devil. The only enemy that you have left to overcome is your flesh. And that's because Jesus didn't have any flesh. So we cannot inherit the victory over our flesh. And God is the only one who can remove your flesh. And so that is a much more dependent relationship. That's where we learn dependency on God is strictly in, or, you know, very clearly in the flesh realm. Where we learn to live as a spirit being that is already independent is through overcoming our other enemies, the world system and the devil. In those areas, you are already in dependence. So it's not something we need to learn, spiritually speaking. Our problem is if we don't understand the distinction between our soul and our spirit, we are going to continue to fight the wrong fight. We are going to have the idea that this is God's battle. When he is saying, no, this is your training ground. The whole idea of you being here on this earth is so that you can learn how to overcome these enemies. The goal is not to overcome the enemies. The goal is to learn particular skills, to learn how to rule and reign on this earth. And this is one of those areas, overcoming your world system, that God has created and developed specifically for you to learn those skills. So you're in training. And especially now, there's a lot of things that are coming to the surface in many people's lives as to how what they have believed does not line up with or provide the consequences that were expected because of what's happening in their reality. Just a quick example, so many are believing that because they have tithed to their church or they've been volunteers, if they've sacrificed, they've done everything that they were supposedly supposed to do. And in many cases, this is, you know, God honors that. And he appreciates our desire to do what he wants us to do and to be what he wants us to be. But then we have this idea that if we do that, nothing bad will ever happen to us. But the rain falls on the just and the unjust. That's not the question. The question is, will your house stand? And if your house is built on untested beliefs, when the wind comes, when the rain comes, it will fall. Not even necessarily that those beliefs were wrong, but they've been untested. And it's the testing. It is going through the wind and the rain that makes it strong. Because this comes back to confidence in who you are. Who you are as a spirit being. So God has created your world system. And let's just go through some of the things that may pertain to you, whether now or some other time. But here's some examples of your world system that you need to define, because this is your training ground. What is your definition of success? In our society, perhaps the most prevalent example of the world system is by allowing others, allowing the world, allowing your history to define success for you. We're most tied to being productive or having something to show for it or avoiding problems, that we are a good Christian if, we are a spiritual person if, We look for proof. But winning that rat race simply makes you the fastest rat. So there is a wisdom in this world, but it is hallmarked by peer pressure, by never achievable goals. As soon as you achieve one achievement, one goal, there's another one there. If your goal, if you believe your spiritual success is to have the largest ministry in the city, it will never be achieved where you can rest. You may end up with the largest church, for instance, but how hard are you going to have to work to keep it bigger and bigger, to keep it maintained? And you decide, you think of right now, what is your idea? How do you know you're being a good Christian? What are your beliefs? And even take a couple minutes to write them down. What do you think is a good way to know that you're in the will of God? What is it that makes you think, what is your definition of success? Of pleasing God, if you will. And then over time, take that to God. Is this your idea? Is this a spiritual definition? And just to something to compare it with, you are a success from God's point of view because he recreated you as a success. Because as a spirit being, that is part of your new nature. You don't have to do anything or be anything to be a success. So we go back to comparing what the world system, what the pressures are out there, and what we're looking for is to know what those are, to acknowledge them, that that pressure is there, but to simply say no thanks. Just because the world system says you to be a good Christian you have to be thus and so doesn't mean that's accurate. And it's not your job to go out and change them either. It's simply a matter of, okay, I see this is what you're trying to do, but I'm just going to opt out. Thanks, but no thanks. I'd rather have freedom and peace and rest. So there's a wisdom of this world. There's a way to get along in this world and to be a success. But the wisdom of this world will keep you from enjoying the full wisdom of the kingdom. Because it is not the wisdom of this world that will give you what you need to rule and reign over this world. And that is what our goal is, our true goal, is to learn to rule and reign over it, not to be the king within it. We have to know our enemy, so we're going to pay attention to what's going on in the world system, but we're not going to play its game. So this brings us to what's going on in your life, circumstances. A lot of times we want to blame the bad things that happen in our lives on others, on the enemy, on God, or even on ourselves, that we made a mistake. And that may be true. It may be an attack of the enemy, or we made a mistake, or there may be an explanation for it. But a lot of the time, since we are in this world, things happen. Circumstances happen. Life happens. No circumstances beyond God's control, but there are a lot of circumstances that are beyond our control. So we don't want to read anything into our circumstances other than, God, is there anything I need to look at in my present circumstances? This is where we've run into a lot of problems with people looking at the political, the economic, the natural circumstances. We're having earthquakes and tornadoes and odd temperature shifts, all kinds of things going on in the natural world, all kinds of things happening in the economic world, in the political world, upheaval all over the place. You know what? There's a lot of things that that affect us. And there may be even situations and circumstances where we can affect them. But only if we are in that place of ruling and reigning. Just guessing what God's desire and intent is. And that's really all a lot of this being even books now. Okay, it's the end of America. It's the end of freedom. We're entering the tribulation. On and on and on. It's all make-believe. Paul thought he was in this exact same situation. And we're not going to get off into that tangent, but the whole idea of being, what is God saying to you about your circumstances? To think that when you're living in an area that gets hit by an earthquake, it's judgment against you. You must have done something wrong. Or, hey, if you win the lottery, you must have done something right. Ask God. Don't make any assumptions based on your circumstances, but do be fully aware of them, because it is just very, very possible and likely that God is trying to get your attention. And the more aware you are of what he is saying through your circumstances, but it's more likely that he's just trying to get your attention, not that he's trying to tell you, point you in a different direction. He's knocking. Your circumstances are God's knocking. Answer the door. Don't get distracted by the knocking. Another example of how the world system may be affecting you is exposing your level of life skills. Many of us have never had to deal with bad circumstances, difficult decisions. And more than anything, that should be a reflection of our gratitude, how fortunate we have been to have been born at such a time as this, where the prosperity globally has been such that we've been able to be relatively untouched by so much historical badness. I mean, plagues and worldwide, you know, the ice ages and terrible catastrophic events. Most of us listening to using this technology that we have here, most of you listening to me right now, have been relatively untouched by disasters. Now, of course, that's not true globally, but in many cases, just the whole idea that the recovery of any disaster is quite quick. But what it does do is it exposes our lack of life skills. To some extent, we are all at the mercy of our childhood circumstances. Those who were born into a family which provided training in life skills, how to deal with difficult situations, how to get along with difficult people, how to make those tough decisions, usually find it easier to make it through these tough times. But those who have quit and just started something else, gone to another job, moved to another place, sold their house, got a different house, that isn't available anymore. And so a lot of people are finding out they just do not have the skills, the life skills, the earthly, human body-related, non-spiritual life skills that are necessary to be able to be patient, to evaluate the situation and make some tough choices. How do I want to face this situation? What do I need to do to rule and reign? Many people, after losing their jobs, figure, okay, this is, you know, God's got something, he's just going to drop it in my lap, rather than being willing to do whatever it takes, taking full responsibility for their situation. That doesn't mean we can't learn skills right now, but very often when we go through the difficult times, it exposes those areas where we have neglected our training. And very often that's because we have incorrect beliefs about God's responsibility versus our own responsibility. We'll get into prayer some other time, but this whole idea that if we pray right, if we get the right number of people, if we are all pounding on God's door, we can get him to move. And, you know, sometimes we do. And sometimes that's not the best thing, because God will just have to create another circumstance to bring us to the realization that we need to grow up. We have all these fledglings right now. These birds are kicking their babies out of their nests. And they hang around as they grow, learning how to fly, with their parents still feeding them. And some of them are every bit as big as their parents. And they'll be sitting right on the bird feeder, right on their food supply. But they won't eat themselves. They'll make all this racket to get their parents to continue to feed them, even well after they can feed themselves. Eventually, their parents just leave them. And if they want to eat, they're going to have to eat for themselves. And it's right there. They've been given all the tools they need. And the squawking and the yelling and the temper tantrums don't work anymore. The parent just leaves them alone to learn how to feed for themselves. And for so often, for us, that's really all prayer is. A temper tantrum, a panic attack. God, how could you let this happen to me? Where are you? The heavens are as brass. And he's, I've given you everything you need, but you need to take care of this for yourself. He's not cutting you off. He's bringing you into greater spiritual awareness of who you are in him as a spirit being. So if there are life skills that you need to learn, learn them. If you need to learn self-discipline, learn it. It's not a big deal. Just whatever it is that you're lacking. If you don't know how to manage your finances, if you don't know how to find a new job, if you don't know how to get along with people, these are all things you can learn. But you have to start by recognizing that you need to learn them. If you just think that, okay, I just need to pray harder, or because I've been tithing, God is obligated to make sure I have enough money to pay my mortgage. Guess what? You're just plain wrong. We all need to be willing to change our beliefs. So, overcoming the world, we're also coming up against our confused identity. If you're not sure of who and what you are as a spirit being versus a supernatural being or a natural being, you'll be easy to manipulate and tricked and deceived, and you will be worn out. You will be constantly looking for the next thing God is doing, the cutting edge, rather than being fully aware that God is training you personally. He has assigned a personal trainer to you who is always there, in you, with you, part of you, one with you. And the more we hear his voice, the more we hear the voice of God, the more the world system becomes a welcome challenge. Okay, Lord, we're in this situation. As a spirit being, how do I handle it? Versus, I need to get out of the situation in order to be in the proper position to receive God's blessing. Or blaming him. God, how could you let this happen to me? When you understand exactly that not only did he let it happen to you, but you agreed to it, then there's no blaming at all. Just, Lord, what do I need to learn? And a lot of times he won't tell you what it is you're learning. You'll just be learning it. And sometimes you see after the fact, okay, that's what I learned here. And other times it will just become a part of your tool belt. And you will not be aware necessarily that, okay, now you know how to use that kind of a screwdriver. But it's there. He knows what he has in store for you next week, next month, in the next hour. So he's getting you ready. You don't need to know your future. We plan. You know, we use the wisdom because we are also here on this earth, and part of our responsibility is to learn how to plan and strategize and prepare. But just because you're planning and strategizing and preparing doesn't mean you have control over your future. But if you know who you are, you can rest in your future, because you're already experiencing it in your spirit. Now, time is also one of our biggest enemies, biggest aspects of the world system. One thing to remember is each one of us is given the same amount of time every day, and pretty much the same options as what to do with it. We cheat ourselves when we say, well, if I could just have more time. Once I get this done and I have more time to do this and this, that is your enemy winning. Because you've let someone else decide your belief about time. It's not necessarily even how you spend it, how you spend your time. It's whether you are a slave to it or its master. For instance, you may be thinking, well, if I didn't have all these things going on in all these obligations going on in my life, then I'd be able to really get time to hear God and solve this problem. You've just relinquished your authority to your time, to the world system. You have authority over your time. So you turn it around and you go, okay, I have all these obligations on my plate, and I've checked with the Lord, and these are things He all wants me involved. Therefore, I must be able to rest in Him despite all the obligations. I must be in the receiving the training despite not having any time for Him. So we then are not distracted by, quote unquote, not having enough time. We become its master when we are not consumed by it. When we are not thinking, okay, this is how much time I have for God and everything else I'm just trying to get through so I have time for Him. So take some time. It's all yours. And ask the Lord to show you if there's any area where you are succumbing, where you are giving in to the world system, where there's a training area that He wants to exploit an opportunity, a circumstance, so that you can learn to rule and reign here on this earth now in peace, in rest, and in victory, despite any attack from the world system. Thanks for tuning in. As always, you can get in touch with me at Diane@wecanprepare.org. Have a great weekend.